You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have in the studio with me today Jane Neumiller-Bustad, the Director of Helping Kids Succeed with United Way of Hastings. Greetings, Jane. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome, I'm glad to be here, too. I'm glad to be here, too. We're going to talk a little bit today, again, being the first Thursday of the month, we're going to talk a little bit about United Way of Hastings. We're going to talk about Helping Kids Succeed and how that program is progressing, how it's moving along in the midst of this pandemic, which has been ongoing for almost a year now.
Yes, it has.
Tell me some good news, Jane.
Oh, that's a great question. I love that. Several bits of good news. One is that we have a new website.
Yes.
Which I think has been long needed. And my boss, Mary Mellick, has worked very, very hard on pulling all those pieces together. So it's so much easier for people to see and to use and to access information and to donate.
Yep.
I'm very excited about that.
I've been on that one myself, and it's a refreshing upgrade.
It is, yes.
I'm so glad. much more user-friendly. It's easy to navigate.
Good.
And the information's all right there, and
yeah,
you don't have to go really digging like on the old website a little bit.
Oh, boy, isn't that true? So it served its purpose, and now we have something new, and that's good.
When did that launch?
We did a soft launch in December.
Okay.
Just kind of put it up and sort of kicked the tires a little bit. And then I did a series of posts on Facebook, kind of teasing that it was coming. And anybody could have gone to look for it, but we kind of wanted to make a little bit of a splash with that. And so officially the first of the month, the 1st of January, we unveiled it.
Yes. And I also remember you saying earlier that it's also mobile friendly.
Yes, it is.
I don't think the old one was quite so much.
Oh, not at all.
So you can access unitedwayofhastings.org from your phone, from your tablets, from your desktop and laptops,
any device.
What else is going on? We're 9 months into it now, at least, for the pandemic, and we've talked in recent months about how Helping Kids Succeed has been affected through the school system through the pandemic. What news is coming out of there?
Well, you know, it's been very difficult because previously we were able to, so I have a team of high school students that I work with. They're called the YES team, which stands for Youth Empowerment and Support. They named themselves a couple of years ago, which was wonderful.
Yep.
And what we do with that team, it's anywhere usually from 5 to 10 students. We work with the counseling staff and the school staff at the high school. And what we do is we ask them to look for students around them who we would call emerging leaders.
Okay.
We're not looking so much for the students who we might call a typical leader. I always use like the editor of the newspaper kind of example. Not that they're not great team members. They are. But they typically tend to be very busy kids. And so we're sort of looking for that. We use the analogy of a box of crayons. Some kids are just the 64 box of crayons and a sharpener. They they just have a lot of crayons in the pack.
Sure.
And many of them have very strong webs of support. We're looking for kids that are kind of more the 24, the 16s, the 24s, and the 48s.
Sure.
This is really an opportunity for them being on this team. It's an opportunity to develop their leadership skills and their presentation skills. And so we take this team of kids and we teach them the Helping Kids Succeed model. And when we do a full-blown presentation, that can be anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. So these young people are capable of teaching that presentation not only to adults, but also to their fellow students.
Okay.
And so prior to the pandemic, we had a track record of working with the eighth grade, thanks to the middle school principals and staff and counseling staff. And we were able to go in the week before Thanksgiving, which is when the students go to Eagle Bluff. And so their schedules are a little all over the place. And then we provide one of the hour-long presentations that they do when they either get ready to go to Eagle Bluff or they're coming back from it. We're one of those special presentations that happen. And I want to say last November, except it's a year ago November in 2019, the scheduling was a little crazy. And I had two of my YES team members, they're juniors in high school. And they're teaching classes of eighth grade students. So we do you know, different hour. We do different mm-hmm. classes throughout the day, same presentation. And the, I want to say the last class of the day had 42 students in it.
Wow.
Some of whom were sitting on desks and sitting on the floor just because of scheduling and sure. coordination. And they handled that like I couldn't.
Champs.
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 And these two young men in this case just absolutely know how to work with groups of students and know how to do presentations. And I've seen that over the years. Quite often I'll go into that classroom setting that week before Thanksgiving. And there have definitely been three or four times when I've looked at one of my team members and thought to myself, you are going to be a teacher. You just don't know it yet. Because they're truly gifted at being in front of a classroom of kids.
You couldn't get me to speak in high school. You couldn't get me in front
of... Well, this is middle school, right? Yeah, eighth graders, tough
even
crowd.
So, yeah.
Tough crowd.
You couldn't get me to do that. Now, you know, I actually kind of enjoy an opportunity every once in a while to get up in front and mm-hmm. you know, emcee something or things like that.
Well, and what we had another opportunity last school year, again, before the pandemic, the team members were actually, we worked with the health teachers,
mm-hmm.
The three health teachers at the high school who are fantastic and care passionately about their kids. And we were able to do a Helping Kids Succeed presentation for the ninth grade health students. And the amount of information the students are retaining, you know, they would have had the presentation as eighth graders, and now they're getting it as ninth graders. The amount of information they were retaining was astonishing.
Really?
It really is amazing. It's a simple model. We talk about having, you know, everyone needs five
right.
anchors.
Five anchors, yeah.
That's the color red. Each color represents a different part of the model. And with virtually no prompting, I would say 60 to 70% of the kids are able to recall that information.
That's good.
I was astonished. I was delighted.
I think
that's good news.
That's kind of innate in children, though, to retain and recall
mm-hmm.
data and information much better than someone my age.
Yeah, I think that's true. I identify with that.
I can remember my childhood phone number, but I can't remember why I walked into the room 5 minutes ago.
True. Very true.
And an important aspect of this Helping Kids Succeed, I know we're talking about the YES team, but I don't want to get her lost in the shuffle and not forget to mention that Kel O'Leary, the community and schools coordinator mm-hmm. or, coordinator,
site coordinator.
For the,
yeah.
is doing a lot of the legwork at the high school level.
Yes, she is.
With the Helping Kids Succeed. How are things working for her, with her as far as you're aware?
Kel is amazing. She, so United Way of Hastings is partnering with another nonprofit called Communities and Schools.
Right.
And they are a recent arrival to the Twin Cities. They've, as a nationwide organization, they've been around for many, many years. And they really have a model that involves getting in the schools, working with students individually. And so Kel started actually I think she started the week before spring break. In March. And of course, the kids didn't come back from spring
right,
break because
right.
of the pandemic. So Kel had to really start forming those relationships via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a portfolio of students that she works with. And there's about 25 of those students. And she checks in with them. She's supporting them. She's helping them find resources that are needed. Of those 25 students, a significant percentage of them were failing one or more classes.
Right.
And by working with Kel, and of course, there could be other factors as well, but she was really able to help those students get up to passing we have the statistics and it just went out of my head, but virtually all the classes that those kids were failing, they turned around and they were now passing.
That's good.
And that happened before the end of the school year back in May.
Not even just to have them passing a course they were previously failing, but that's got to be a huge shot in the arm for their own self-confidence.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
And I think working with an anchor like that, whether it's Kel or a teacher or a counselor or a parent or a grandparent, when you have that person's faith and confidence in you, it is, of course, inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully really, you know, that really sinks in and that really helps that young person understand that that adult is there for them, encouraging. We talk about this web of support and strings of support.
Yep.
When those anchors are throwing or casting those strings, and when kids catch them, that's when they really start to kind of take off and blossom
yep.
and launch.
What else is going on? We have a list of things here that I can't read upside down.
But, I want to make sure I didn't forget anything.
No, of course. What do we have that is on your mind today?
Well, for the last several years, United Way of Hastings has hosted four times a year a meeting of community members that we call our Helping Kids Succeed Community Partners.
Okay.
And I have a list of over 200 names now of people in the community, business leaders, school leaders, counselors, youth leaders, faith community members, concerned citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And we communicate with them, and we've been meeting 4 times a year. Now, this was prior to the pandemic.
Yep.
And we usually, those meetings have 30 to 40 participants.
Okay.
And out of those meetings, we really started to focus on mental health about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, we, you know, pandemic, everyone's on Zoom now. We are putting together a series of mental health webinars, and they will be February 22nd through 26th.
Okay.
Coming up just next month, we will have 5 webinars. So it's sort of one webinar in 5 parts. So instead of trying to do a full day webinar, which would be a little tough, we split it out into Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to noon. So we're hoping that's close to lunch hour for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Our target audience is parents, grandparents, caregivers. Of course, anyone in the community is welcome to attend.
Right.
We will have a registration link available so we can send them a Zoom invitation. It will be all virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 5 different presentations on those 5 different days focused on helping kids succeed through mental health support.
5 days, 5 presentations, 5 anchors. There's a pattern. There's a pattern here.
Right. So Monday we'll talk about, I'll have our YES team members doing mm-hmm. the presentation.
Good.
We will be talking about the web of support. What is it? What are the components? How does it relate to mental health? And of course, their perspective as young people who are affected is going to be very important. On Tuesday, we're going to have a presentation. We're just working with an amazing range of speakers. This will be a woman from NAMI, Minnesota,
yep.
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And she'll be talking about kind of the range. Mental health is such a huge umbrella term. And mm-hmm. what does that really mean
right.
when we say mental health? Because we all have mental health. Hopefully it's strong and healthy, but it's not always all the time.
Right.
But there's sort of a continuum. And what does it mean to have a mental illness? What is a serious mental illness? What is a mental health condition? How can we sort of demystify some of that umbrella?
Sure.
So she'll be talking about that as well as resources. Wednesday, we're going to have a woman come from Dakota County Crisis Response. She'll be talking a lot about what happens when you make a phone call and then the resources that are available. With crisis response, they many times are going out to serve people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little scary. She wants to, again, demystify what happens
yeah.
if you make that phone call or a phone call. On Thursday, we're going to have an individual from Canvas Health come with some support from the counseling staff at the high school. They're going to talk specifically about the impact of COVID-19 on young people and mental health.
Which is probably huge.
Huge. Very, very significant. And of course, there's a lot of pieces to that, including screens and screen time.
Sure.
But she'll also be talking about resources. And then on Friday, the Helping Kids Succeed model that we use was founded by a gentleman named Derek Peterson. Derek's going to be with us on the Zoom call. And he is going to talk about, he's done a lot of work now in the areas of families
mm-hmm.
and strengthening families. And families can be the family you're born into, your biological family. It can also be what Derek calls your PH family. He has kind of a little device there that he likes to help people remember. That's the family you create. Those
okay.
are the people that you draw towards you. Those
sure.
are your anchors. That's your web of support. And so how do you, you know, if things aren't so great with your, you know, maybe family of origin, you, whether you're a teen or an adult, you can strengthen that PH family and still give yourself the support that you need.
And that's a Zoom thing. Is that each of the 5 days, is that going to be like an all-day thing or?
Nope, 1 hour.
1 hour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1 hour a day. So again, we're hoping that'll make it easy for people to attend multiple sessions and sort of give them time between sessions to process that information.
All right. And the registration information, will that be on unitedwavehastings.org or
it
do
will.
They need to get in touch with you personally?
It'll be, we don't have the registration up yet. We're just starting to do the publicity.
Right.
We certainly want to get the word out. We mm-hmm. want parents and grandparents, teachers, concerned community members, anchors. If you're an aunt or an uncle of someone, a young person who lives far away,
mm-hmm.
and you want to find out how do I, you know, support them, even though we're at a distance, that would also be someone that we would hope would be able to attend.
All right.
So,
and I would guess that registration for the event has no cost involved. Is that correct?
It will be completely free to everyone. We would love if someone felt so moved to make a donation to United
Way.
I was
just going to bring that up. Yep.
But that's really what we want to see ourselves doing more going forward is working with young people in the health and education arena and really helping really communicate the message about mental health and mental illness, and that, you know, kind of the underlying theme for the whole week for all five webinars is strengths-based.
Mm-hmm.
Even if someone is dealing with a mental health condition or has a mental illness, that is not the sole determinant of who they are as a person. That's just something that they're dealing with or wrestling with. They can still live, in almost every case, a full, healthy life. And there are resources. And so we want to make sure that this is strengths-based. It's positive. People walk away from each session with tools, tips, ideas, links, you know, places they can go to get the support that they need.
And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on it too, but this whole process is not a one and done kind of a thing either.
Very true.
I'd like to remind listeners that you may have an issue, I may have an issue, that we can deal with in sessions or however, the mm-hmm. web of support. That doesn't mean it's automatically done and that goes away.
Absolutely true.
This kind of support and this kind of process is a lifelong thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's a role to be played. You know, a professional counselor has an important role to play for many people. The web of support has an important role to play.
Mm-hmm.
You as a parent, you have an important role to play. As a grandparent,
yep.
as a teacher, of course.
Sure.
But there also those of us, I hope one of the things that comes out of the pandemic is people's awareness of how important those human relationships are. I know I have two friends from high school. We've been doing Zoom calls once or twice a month for the last 6 months. And
mm-hmm.
we had seen each other occasionally, but I actually saw one not long ago. We socially distanced over lunch. She was doing a little traveling.
Yep.
And I was shocked to realize it had been over a year since we had seen each other. I mean, I just kind of sat there looking at her like, no, because the Zoom calls that we'd been on made it feel like we had been very involved in each other's lives, which is a positive, healthy thing.
Right. And you may have been, but that physical presence adds another level to the relationship.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We need that.
We do. And this is the distance people have from each other because of the pandemic is very challenging for all of us. And
it is.
So I would really just encourage people that are listening to think about being in the web for somebody else, as well as adding anchors to your own web. And it could be those of us that
it's a two-way street. You involve yourself in someone else's mm-hmm. life, they're automatically involved in yours,
and that's
to
good
a
for
certain
both.
Level.
Yeah, yeah, it's good for both of us. So all of us need to be, you know, working on our listening skills, our communication skills. Some of us just, we might not need a professional counselor as much as we just need a willing ear to
yep.
listen and help us maybe wrestle through some issues.
All right. Jane Newmiller-Bustad, Helping Kids Succeed Director for United Way of Hastings. It's always a pleasure to have you in here. I'm glad that you're here today.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
This is Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7.